going to do three psukim in Mishlei Perek Tes, and I hope next week to be able to finish the section, and I'd like to have a siyum. Anybody who's fasting for Bechayrim, I don't know if that counts for a siyum of Sudas Mitzvah. Maybe it does, who knows? Certainly if we would finish all of Mishlei, the Iyun, the Moshe has a tshuva about that also. But Lemaisa, it is a major accomplishment, and it is the end of the first chelek of Mishlei, as the Vilna Gaon says, that Mishlei is really divided into three sparim. These three psukim, Tchilas Chochma Yiras Hashem V'das Kedoshim Bina, Ki V'yir B'yomecho V'yosifu L'choshnois Chayim Im Chokamto Chokamto Loch V'latzto L'vadecho Tisa. So this inyan of Tchilas Chochma Yiras Hashem, you have Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem, Yiras Hashem Reishis Chochma. The Gaon says, Tchilas Chochma Yiras Hashem Kloimar Hascholas Hachochma Hi Hayira. Mosh Amru Ba'avis Gimel Yud Zayin Emein Yira Ein Chochma V'mein Chochma Ein Yira. So the Pirkei Avos says that you need both. You know, in all of these cases, you have obviously this simple question. If you need Chochmah for Yira, and you need Yira for Chochmah, how does it ever get off the ground? You can't have the Chochmah without the Yira, but you won't have the Yira without the Chochmah. So he says, V'hikshu meiz eizem mehem kaidem. One of them must be kaidem. Ba'inyon ki b'machshava hu atachlis tchila, ba'chakein hechokma heichlasis, ba'yira hi atachlis, l'chein b'machshava hu ayira tchila, v'mein yira ein chokma, u'b'maise hu chokma tchila, v'zehu v'mein chokma ein yira. The yud b'tchila, so we'll leave for another time. But the idea that the Gaon says here launches him into a whole arichus based on the Gemara Maseches Brachos about the creation of Chava, of Adam and Chava. But let's first explain simply what he's saying. He says that everything has a goal, a purpose, an ultimate agenda. When you start doing something, you have a carpenter. He needs to collect a certain number of tools and building materials. Now you're going to tell him, bring your tools and your building materials. He's going to say, wait a minute, you didn't tell me what I'm supposed to make. So I'll ask him, what nafkamina is it what I'm supposed to make? Bring me the tools and the building materials. This is what, don't you understand? If I make something that's sophisticated, I need these kind of tools. If I make something basic, I need hammer and nails. If I make something out of wood, I need hammer and nails. If I make something out of plastic, I need glue. And on and on. Everything depends on what the goal is. Where are you headed? What do you want to accomplish? The emphasis is in learning itself. That's very important. A person learns Daf Yomi. What does he want from the Daf Yomi? Some people want from the Daf Yomi to know Shas. If a person wants from the Daf Yomi to know Shas, he has to spend 3 hours a day at least learning the Daf. And then he has to spend another hour or two at the end of the day, or however he apportions his time, reviewing and reviewing and reviewing. And it's possible with 5 hours a day, over a 7-year period, to know Shas. Now if a person's intention is to know Shas and he learns 1 hour a day, then obviously he's not going to accomplish his goal. If a person intends to learn, not Shas, but to be familiar with the words, and to be in an environment of Torah learning every single day, then perhaps an hour a day accomplishes that. And so on and so forth. A person has to know what he wants out of what he intends to do to be able to put together the agenda that is appropriate for that goal. Now, if a person is looking at Torah, what's the goal of Torah? So one might suggest Torah's goal is Yediyas HaTorah. So the Vilna Gaon says here in no uncertain terms that eventually and ultimately the goal of Torah remains Ach Barak Yiras Shamayim. However, Yirat Shamayim is not going to come, says the Gra, and this is a very important nekuda. Yirat Shamayim is not going to come if a person stands in front of Darin Kodesh all day long and says, Ribbono Shalom, I want to have Yirat Shamayim. Im ein chokma ein yira. Yira Shamayim, genuine Yira Shamayim comes from chokma. And that's a chiddush l'chayra. Because we are, now we know what is the expression that comes closest to making the point that we're about to make, that you need the yira. Loi am ha'aretz chosid. That's what it says. So loi am ha'aretz chosid. Now, Is that exactly the same thing as Yira is the goal, the only way to get to Yira is through Chachma, through Torah? Maybe not. Layam Oretz Chosid, Chosid means in Maisa. In Maisa, obviously, if he doesn't know what to do, he's not going to be able to do the proper Maisa. So you need the Yediyas HaTorah before he can become a Chosid. However, if a person is not looking at the ultimate maisa in the midas chasidus, in the asiya of life, but in the yira, which is an inyan of lev, then perhaps you don't have to have chokhmah. Loyam ha'aretz chosid doesn't fill the bill completely. So there's a chidush gadol here. Loyam ha'aretz chosid is one thing, but im ein chokhmah ein yira is saying something else. Ein chokhmah ein yira means that you need chokhmah for yira shamayim. The truth is that the only way a person can understand this is if he rises in the levels of chokhmah. Number one, on a very balabatisha understanding of it, to know the ein soif, to have yira for the ein soif, is a quandary that every human being has to struggle with. The Rambam speaks about how do you get to Yira. It says, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. Everybody knows this by now, who's heard any of my shiurim, because I've repeated this 100 times. So the Rambam in the second perek of Yesodei HaTaira says that Yira is a consequence and a necessary reaction that is inevitable. That's what I mean by necessary. It is physically inevitable. It is emotionally inevitable as a consequence of Ahava. How so? So the Rambam says, how do you come to Ahavas Hashem? B'shor Hashem isboinein b'maisa v'bruav hanifloyin v'yira mehem chachmosay shein la'erech v'laikets. Miyad, he gets so entranced and so enamored with the incredible complexity and beauty of the world that Hashem has created, which is Koilo, the human being as well. And you have in the Chazon Ish, he wrote a sefer called Emuno Bitochen, a little sefer. The beginning of that sefer, he describes in the most poetic of terms the different chalokim of the person, and he spends a lot of time describing the human eye, and he describes it in a way that a scientist, a biologist, would not use those words. They're very poetic. But the bottom line, the common denominator, is that when you think about the eye a little bit, and who was in our more recent times the master of teaching in this derech, of coming to an appreciation of nature, of looking at an apple and an apple seed and seeing unbelievable oitzris of Koyach Hashem and Chochmas Hashem. Rabbi Avigdor Miller, Zichrono Livracha. That was his almost fundamental Torah. He was always busy with that Ketzari Aderech La'avosi Yisbarach, and to convey it to others, that Miyad Hu Mishabeach Hu Mefoer Hu Misave Ta'ava Gedola Leida Es Hashem Agadol. There's an unbelievable yearning, a desire. The Rambam describes it in terms that are almost physical. They're visceral terms. In the Kishkes, you have a cheshek for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then the Rambam says as follows. When he's in the middle of thinking about these very thoughts and coming closer and closer, and he actually wants to embrace HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's Ava. Miyadu nirtal achayrav. He jumps back, like when somebody puts his finger into the socket by accident, and he gets a shock. All of a sudden, he gives a jump back. It's a natural reaction. He doesn't have to think. He withdraws from the embrace. Miyadu nirtal achayrav. And what does he feel? Why does he jump back? What is inside of him? That he's a birya k'tana shvela afela aymedes b'deya kalo mu'uta lifnei tmim days. He realizes where he is. Here he is, wants to embrace HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ein Sof, the creator of the entire universe. And he's nispoil with his human capacity to be nispoil of the incredible creation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made. And this want, and he wants to embrace HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and his heart is filled with a tremendous desire for Hashem. And all of a sudden he realizes where he is, and what he's thinking, and how he feels, and that he's absolutely nothing. And that hergish makes him jump back, and that retreat, the Rambam says, that's Nira. Very fascinating, because according to the Rambam's explanation here, you don't arrive at Yira directly. And according to the Rambam, im ein chochma ein Yira, very poshut. Because if you're not going to have that Havana, and according to the Havana, that's going to be your jumping back. If a person thinks that he has a scientist next door who's a genius, and he's created all kinds of incredible things, and that has helped him in his personal life, it has given him an insight into the mechanics of things, and it's obvious that the man is an incredible genius with a much higher IQ, you're very impressed. So if that's the way a person feels about another boss of Adam, he may feel inadequate because he compares the two, and I haven't created anything, and I don't even understand how he got to do what he does, but that's just a simple boss of Adam. How are you going to imagine the chokhmah of the Ein Sof? So be'etzem, I want you to know that the biologist, who's a tremendous mumche and a yodea, and he understands, and as time goes on, in the last 100 years, we understand more than the last 5,000 years, what really is happening. So he should be the biggest oyhev and ultimately the biggest yore. How come he's not? How come that chokhmah did not lead to the yira? The answer is because he didn't start with Perek Aleph of the Rambam. You can't start with Perek Beis. Perek Aleph of the Rambam is Asidah Aribayna Shalaylam of the Welt. If you're masking to that Hanukkah, and you realize where everything comes from, and you chap that this is all part of the creation of Hashem, then he's Mis'aveh Taivah Doyla Leidas Hashem HaGadol. If you don't start with Perek Aleph, a very remarkable consequence occurs. Then the person becomes enamored with the Koichos HaNefesh of the Adam that is able to fathom these things. And this divides into two. Some scientists are very humble because they realize that as much as they know, they're standing on the shoulders of giants. And as much as they know, there's still yet more to know. But, and then there are some that say, look what I figured out. Look what I discovered. You didn't know that, and you didn't know that. The whole world didn't know that. I knew it. I found it out. And that could be the source of incredible gaiva. But even the anav, his anivus comes from a human comparison, not from a comparison to the divine, because there is no divine. And if there is, it's not a divine that's connected to that chokhmah. We have the ability to look at the world and see the Yad Hashem. Not only do we have the ability to look at the world and see the Yad Hashem, but we can look at the history of Klal Yisrael and see the Yad Hashem. We can look at the Torah and see the Yad Hashem. When you merge all of this together, chokhmah brings to Yira. The yediyah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our world, in these different manifestations, and be'ikah through Torah, you'll ask me, if it's be'ikah through Torah that you come to that level of yira, of miyadu nirta l'achayrav, then how come the Rambam doesn't mention limud ha-Torah at all? My feeling personally is that the Rambam had a conundrum, he had a dilemma And that's how he solved his dilemma. What is the dilemma? The mitzvah of Av and Yira is on everyone, men and women alike. No difference. There's no place where it says that the men should have Ava. No place where it says that the women should not have Yira. But they're not mechuyev to learn Torah. And they're not involved in the Limud HaTorah on that level to be able to reach those madregas. If on their own they do it, like the Rambam says, Yesh lem schar, like an Eina Mitzuva V'yaisa. But once they're not compelled, and they are compelled in Av and Yira, where do they get their natural Av and Yira, which they are compelled to do? If they're not going to learn Torah, they're not going to reach that level of Av and Yira, but they're mechuyev in Av and Yira, so there must be another avenue. There must be an avenue that shove l'chol nefesh. So what's the avenue that shove l'chol nefesh? You look at the creation. That everyone can do. So b'shar sha'odam mizbeinein has many, many different channels. But ultimately, miyadu nirta l'achayrav is the reaction of that ava. And of course, as the Rajva in the Tshuva points out, he doesn't necessarily connect it to this Rambam, but it's the same point exactly. He asks the question, how come in every single bracha that we make, we start out guf sheni and we end up guf shlishi? And we've mentioned this many times. Baruch atah, we should have said, if you're talking to someone, you say, shakol niyeh bidvarcha. Why do we say, shakol niyeh bidvaro? Very interesting. You know, it's almost Pesach. The Vilna Gaon had an incredible idea. The Vilna Gaon said that you don't answer the Bein HaRasha at all. Isn't that totally against the Haggadah? What does it say in the Haggadah? Af atah hakhei. Hakhei, by the way, does not mean to knock out his teeth. That's with a chaf. This is with a kuf. Kuf hei hei. Hakhei, in Yiddish, they used to always translate mach zayne tzeina heilig. Heilig doesn't mean holy. It means a sour taste in the mouth. Or when you ever bite by accident into a piece of aluminum foil, you get this terrible feeling in your mouth. That's Hakei Hashinah. Make him feel miserable. His mouth is spouting venom. Make him feel miserable. Hakei Hashinah. So what do you do? So it says, now God, you say what? V'amar lo? What? B'avuzeh as Hashem li b'tzeisim imitzrayim. So the kasha immediately is, it says keneged arba abonim divra Torah, right? It means there are four psukim. But this pasuk is not the Rosh's pasuk. Whose pasuk is it? The she'ena yodeh alisho. She'ena yodeh alisho apsach loy she'ne'mar. V'igad et olivim chabayum aleima b'avuzeh as Hashem li b'tzeisim imitzrayim. That's question number one. What's question number two? What? How does it continue? Hakei Hashinah v'amar lo b'avuzeh as Hashem li b'tzeisim imitzrayim. Ilu Haya Sham. What? You're talking to the Russia. What should you have said? You Russia. I shouldn't put it to anybody. You Russia. Ilu Hayisa Sham. Loi Hayisa Nigo. You would not have come out. The only time we use a guf shlishi in human parlance is when you makshif somebody, like, oh king, you know. Kvaidai chashuv miyoit. You don't say kvaid cha, you don't say ata, because kvodo. But certainly we're not being machshiv the Rasha if it's Hakei Hashinah. So the answer is, you're not talking to the Rasha, says the Vilna Gaon. And that answers the first kasha. You know what the Gaon says? The Gaon says, you ignore him. When he says, ma avodah zoslachem, he's not interested in your answer. He's throwing down the gauntlet. He's challenging you. He's throwing the whole Seder out the window. He says, what kind of craziness is this? This is freedom? Look at what you're doing. Everything is a halacha, everything is a din. You're crazy worrying about chatzais and how big the kais is and the shear of the matzah. What are you, off your racker? Well, maybe haseba, you know. But lemaisa, if you have that kind of a person sitting in front of you, he's not interested in the conversation. He's not interested in dialogue. He doesn't want to be educated. He's not asking out of curiosity. He is saying this whole idea is absurd and worthless. You want to have a good time? You want to relax? You want to go off and enjoy your freedom? Do your own thing. When he says that, he's throwing the Seder out the window. So when that happens, a person asks, you can answer. If he's not asking, there's no point in answering him. He doesn't hear. He's not interested. If that's the case, we don't answer him. So the Goyim says, that's exactly right. But can't ignore it completely. Because if you ignore it completely, then it's going to be a siman that either you accept it or you have no answer to him. So what do? So the Goyim says, this is what you do. When you get to the She'eni Yodeh Lishol, and you say the Pasuk, Bavur Zeh Os Hashem Li B'Tzeisim Mitzrayim, while you're talking to everybody there, and particularly the She'eni Yodeh Lishol, that's a remarkable thing how early you have to start with pointing out that somebody could be a Rasha. And that Yiddishkeit is not do your own thing or think whatever you feel like and everybody shove b'shove. It's not like that. There are deis kaisveis, there are treifa machshavas, and a child has to know that too. That not everything is okay because you thought it. And when you're talking to the She'eni Yodeh Lishol, you say, Ilu ha-yosham, you point to that fellow over there who said earlier, Mo'avayda zayis lachem, that Rasha, Ilu ha-yosham, lo ha-yonigo. It makes perfect sense now why I use Guf Shlishi. In the same vein, Kivayochol, the Rashba asks, how come we switch from the Guf Sheni of Atah when we're talking to the Ribbono Shel Olam? We should have said, Shakol niyeh bidvarcha. Or, for example, let's take another example. What's another example? Hamotzi, you won't know, because Sha'atom Motzi. Sha'akol Baruch Vodo, that you say under the chuppah, what should have been? Sha'akol Barasa Lichvodcha. And so on and so forth. There are many, many, many examples. Every single time, you switch. We have in the Rashba, the answer. The Rashba says, you retreat. You have in the Rambam the answer. The Rambam says, you retreat. You come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu enough to say, Atah, what is he, your buddy? So the answer is yes, but no. So that's the problem. How does the human being encounter the Ein Sof, and the Ribbono Shel Olam says, you're my son, there are all kinds of titles. Every single one of those titles, nevertheless, the Ein Sof remains the Ein Sof. And every time we come in an attempt to reach out, to reach that Ein Sof, and to kivayochol touch HaKadosh Baruch Hu and embrace Him with our Atah, we end up falling short, and we retreat, and we run for our lives, and we say, who? Shakol bara lichvodo. Shakol niyeh bidvoro. Memeila, we understand very well. We understand very well that if there's ein chokhma, ein yira, because yira is the consequence of chokhma, according to this approach. And there are other ways of looking at it, but for now, it's enough. Now we go to another nekuda. What is this business of mitchila, machshava, and then soif is maisa? So the Goyin, compares it to the very famous Gemara in Brachas Daf Samach Aleph. Take a look. Bezesha Amru b'Gemara Brachas Daf Samach Aleph Amad Aleph b'Tchila Ola b'Machshava Libara Shnayim v'Libesayif Libara El Echad b'Chichas v'Sholem Yeshinui. What does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed his mind? He decided, you know what? I'll make it one. Ella. And here he brings together a tremendous yesod, which really lies in the words Ezer Kenegdo. And it's interesting. Sometimes you learn something, whether it's in the Gra or in another Mefarish, and it is of tremendous value, but the value is in our comprehension, not necessarily in the application to daily life. But here, the Gaon and his words, and the Pasuk itself, as it's interpreted in light of this Gaon, what Ezer Kenegdoi means, not only is it philosophically endowed with tremendous value, not only is it a beautiful Dvar Torah, not only is it the MS, but it actually has incredible ramifications in real life. And the bottom line, Rabbi Yisai, is that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave Adam a tremendous matana, which inherently, in order to be that tremendous matana that it is, created a tarta desasre. And that tarta desasre is there to save our lives. And that's why, whenever somebody is about to do something of any real consequence, and he decides not to consult his wife, he is undermining the original plan of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and 99 out of 100 times, he will mess up. And that's a fact. Now, needless to say, it is possible for someone to marry a woman who has no Yirah Shamayim. And then, of course, the Eza Kenegdo consequences of that will be warped. It is possible to marry a woman who has no intelligence. And if that's the case, Eza Kenegdo could be warped. But even then, the very fact that there's someone that might say no to your yes might help. Or yes to your no might help. Without Yirah Shamayim, though, nothing really could possibly happen that's any good. Unless you have tremendous, tremendous siyata d'shmaya. You know, a person could be headed over the cliff and HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides to save him. That's the Ribbono Shel Olam's business. But he shouldn't be heading over the cliff. He should know where the barrier is. If a person, some Talmidim ask me all the time, what should I look for? The first thing I say is, Yirah Shamayim. You look for Yirah Shamayim. They think the first thing they should look for, Eruch HaYidin, don't get me wrong. But what's the first thing you look for? And I think it's because they take it for granted that anybody they're going to go out with has Yirah Shamayim. They're going out with Shomer Shabbos people. Not so pashut at all. Because Yirah Shamayim is a very delicate thing. Yirah Shamayim is their essence. That's what I'm talking about. It's where they're coming from in life. It's where they're headed in life. It's what their life is now. That's Yirah Shamayim. That's not so poshut, and it's not so common either, no matter what circle you come from. But they think that the most important thing is compatibility. I don't mean to knock it. Well, really, I do. I mean, that's them. I'll tell you, first of all, why. I'm not so confident that their understanding of compatibility is my understanding of compatibility. Because their understanding of compatibility means that they talk about the same things and they enjoy the same attractions and they have the same general outlook on life, and compatibility means the same. By me, sometimes maybe compatibility means the opposite. Not so sure. Because they forgot about the kenegdo altogether. Nishta zei poshet. Aba lemaisa, you know, there's when angles complement each other, right, is dafka because they're not identical. So if you have a 25 degree angle and a 75 degree angle, you're going to have 100 degrees. If you want to make 180 degrees, then you have to have two angles that their numbers don't have to be 90 and 90. As long as the numbers add up to 180, and so on and so forth. And sometimes identity is a very big chesaron. Because you don't have perspective. It says Suma ba'achas me'enov is potam in a re'iyah. That's the Gemara. So he touched it up. A person who's totally blind? No, he can see. So why can't he go up l'regel? Yireh yireh, he can see. People drive with only one eye. He can see. So he said, it's drush. But he said, the second eye, what's it for? Perspective. If you don't have perspective, you can't go beyond l'regel. You're not going to see things well. You're going to see things with a negativity. You're going to see things without the proper balance that perspective provides. But perspective is only possible. If you had two eyes, one right on top of the other, nothing would happen. It's only because there's a distance between them. There has to be that distance between two human beings also. I'm not so confident that what their sense of compatibility is of any value at all. It might actually be a chesaron. But in any case, none of this has anything to compare to the essential Yirah Shamayim ingredient that a woman has to have. And Chazal say, in the Medrash, it's Mefurash, that how the woman is, that's how the household goes. That's the way it is. The Medrash tells a whole story about a person who was himself from, and he married a Makashefa, and he became prey, and vice versa. Amazing thing. He has the achrayus in the household. He's the one who's teaching the Torah. And lemaisa, the bottom line is that she is ayesar ishtachin neba'ayol, and that's it. That is it. And that's koila shetayma elecha sara shema b'koy. It's pilei ploy. So what is this tremendous thing? The Teretz is like this. And then we'll read the Gra, and you see it mamish in the Gra. Loi toiv heyois ha'adam levadoi eseloi Ezer Kenegda. True, there are some Chazal that say that Ezer is one kind of woman and Kenegda is another kind of woman. Zocha is Ezer, Loi Zocha Kenegda. But in the Parshat Pshat, we're not talking about succeeding or failing. We're talking about succeeding. And the succeeding is that you have Ezer Kenegda. What is the Pshat? The Pshat is like this. The Chafetz Chaim used to say that to give an Eitzah is the hardest thing in the world. For him. And for anyone. And much easier to paskin a shayla. Even the most difficult shayla. You know why? Or to be done a din Torah. Because l'gabi din and halacha, there's a principle called Ein l'dayon ela ma she'ein of royos. You have two witnesses, you try to engage them in a discussion to see if they're telling the truth. But once you're convinced that they're telling the truth, they still may be lying through their teeth. You don't have to perform a major investigation and find out historically what happened. That's not your responsibility. And that's it. When it comes to giving an Eitzah, what you think is the truth is not good enough. Because if you are going to give an advice, and you made a mistake because you misunderstood the reality, or you weren't presented with all the facts, you're going to mess up the person's life. And ne'etzis lifnei ive loisite michshol masiyoi etzah she'eino hagenes loi. So giving etzis, he says, is not allow you the ein l'dayin al mashein of royos principle. Lehefech. And there you have a very, very famous pasuk. Ki Hashem yira lo... La Levov. Her Adam, however, is only Yirela Einayim. Her Adam Yirela Einayim Vashem Yirela Levov. So if the Adam is only Yirela Einayim, that's not good for an Eitzah. Because you got to know the Levov. You got to know the facts. You got to know the details. Somebody tells me a stock, and I'm convinced that it's a great stock. I'm convinced. Why? Because I did my research. What am I, the president of the company? I know what's going on in the inside track. Do I really know what they're saying is true? Everybody seems to be buying the stock. Everybody says it's true, and that's as far as I can tell. So I go over to my chavi and says, you have any good tips lately? I say, yeah, this stock looks to be very, very good. He buys the stock, and he loses his pants. My simbachol yom. This guy's a bluff, a fraud, a made up. Chas v'sholem, he's your best friend. But what does he know? What does he really know? So the Chafetz Chaim said, the given, and that's about buying a stock. Person asks, what yeshiva should I send my child to? You go, what am I, a Navi? I can figure out 10 years from now what it's going to be like if he goes to this yeshiva, or what it's going to be like if he goes to that yeshiva. And where the source of his siyata d'shmaya is going to come from. And what kind of chaverim he's going to bump into over here, over there. What, somebody can go to a place which has terrible chaverim and latch onto the tzaddik of the class, and lahafa could also happen. How can you give advice? So it's fraught with this tremendous sakana. And then there's another problem. You know the person you're giving advice to. Yeah, he's my brother. He's my friend. He's my best friend. I know him like a book. It's not good enough. The Ribbono Shel Olam created one person in the world that knows somebody like a book. That's why many people don't like their wives. Because they know too much. You know, everybody wants to put on a certain facade. You know, Hagoyin Reb Yankiv, no matter what his last name is, Hagoyin Hagodol Ha'adir Hanoyre Reb Yankiv, and he comes home and she says, Yankul! You understand? And that Yankel, she could have the biggest respect for him, but that Yankel already is setting, it's a whole painting, it's a portrait. And Yankel is not going to go to Latzadikad. Now, that person could sometimes be objective, he's an outsider, he's not me, he's not my thinking, but he doesn't have the negia of wanting to give the best advice, doesn't have the negia of wanting the biggest hatzlacha, but kol adam miskaner, chutz mibnoi v'talmida. That's a separate story. But kol adam miskaner, and when it comes to giving good advice, or even giving advice that's good but is negative in its goodness, because the person has to hear the chesar, has to hear the no, that stop, don't do it. And somebody says, listen, what do I care? Let him do it. What's this? I have to kill myself and make him my. You know, when you tell somebody something that's not pleasant, he doesn't like you. So what do I need it for? Let's remain friends. He'll fall. So he'll fall. Pick himself up. He'll know not to do it again. It's very rare to have this incredible combination of somebody who's objective because he's outside of who you are, but subjective enough that he has all of the concerns and the desires for your hatzlacha in either direction that it goes, to criticize or to confirm. Who's like that? There's only one person in the world like that, and that's Ezer Kenegdai. The Ezer that is Kenegdai, Kenegdai doesn't mean against him, it means opposite him. It means enough distance for perspective. And that's what exactly the Vilna Gaon says. Lomar Aran Kukm Yenevenik. B'tchila ola b'machshava li bora shnayim v'libesayf loy bora ela achad v'chichas v'sholem yeshinui ela shemashe bora HaKadosh Baruch Hu es ha'isha liyos loy le'ezer v'chimata yelitz bosh k'shehen guf echad v'ikar atachlis hoya sheyiyu shnayim. Now, do you think for a moment that this means that if they're built like Siamese twins, they won't be able to help each other? Mufashteitzach, that's the Chadova part. So then what's the point of making Echad? What's libesayf like bara ela Echad? It doesn't mean physically too exclusively. It's much deeper than that. It's the one, because the subjectivity is there, there's ishtai ke gufai baal ke ishtai. Ein isha mesa ella labala. Could you imagine? It's an unbelievable idea. A total stranger. And all of a sudden, the connection is so profound that Chazal are able to say that once that chas v'sholem, that link is broken, no one feels that break as much as the almana and the almana. The chnayer v'ayim, but these are strangers. They're not biologically connected. And they weren't born in the same Dalet Amis. But that's what it is. It's v'hayu l'basar echad. It's ezer kenegdai. There's only one ezer. And that's what the Gaon says. He says, "Imato yelus k'shem guf echad v'ikar atachlis yiyah shiru shnayim." Ach! Mashabara Kodesh Baruch Hu tchila echad k'dei she'ayava v'achva b'neihem yoyser me'echav u'sh'ar k'roivav she'yiyu guf echad mamash. He says it explicitly. Husband and wife. V'zehu mitchila, dahainu, b'machshova ola tchila libore shnayim, shekenu ataklis. They have to be separate, because the whole purpose of the Isha is to be able to tell him no, interestingly enough. Or do it when he loses confidence. You need that other person in your Dalet Amis. That's why you have to have shnayim. But that person is coming out of an echad mold. And the echad mold guarantees that the negiyas are... You want to know something fascinating? You want to test this idea. There's a perfect way of testing this idea. Parshas Kayach. I always felt compelled by these two women. There's the wife, and the Gemara doesn't... There's no interest in their names even, because they are archetypes, they are models. There is a concept here, and it's a very important concept. This is what the story is. You have a wife of Ein Ben Peles. Now, Ein Ben Peles is going over the cliff. He's going over the cliff. I don't have to describe it to you. He becomes a follower of Korach. Korach was extremely, he was a great man even in Kedusha. And he had a Hashkafas Olam, and he had a Shita, and he had a Derech, and this is all wrapped up in a Melchama against Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron. And a lot of people were swayed. And they were caught up in this movement, and they lost themselves a little bit. And besides which, there were a lot of pragmatics going on at the same time. He was promised all kinds of things. And he gets caught up with it, Ein Ben Peles, and he's ready to go. So his wife says to him, listen, what's the difference who you follow? You're going to be the same Noch Schlepper. You'll Schlep Noch Moshe, you'll Schlep Noch Korach. You're not going to become anybody in Korach's camp. It's Korach and Korach and Korach. So he says, well, what should I do? He was a tzaddik. I gave my word. Could you imagine? See, that's where the men, you know, they get metushtush. So she says to him, what's she going to say to him now? Break your word? She can't tell him break your word. So what's step number two? She brings him into the house and she puts him to sleep. Now the problem is they're coming for him. Can you imagine? So what's step number three? She goes outside the house and she uncovers her hair. Now, I don't want to mention which community, but in any community like that, that wouldn't be a problem at all. But in the place where Matoiva Alocha Yankev Shalyu Pischem Chavonim Zelazer, this was a disaster. They ran for their lives. The people who were following Korach were tzaddikim. They ran for their lives. A woman with hair uncovered, ain't kleinikait. They turned around and they ran away. They forgot about Ein Ben Peles altogether. They ran for their lives. So she saved him. Now, there's no bigger Asa Kenegdo example than Ein Ben Peles' wife. And what's fascinating there is that you needed three separate levels of Kenegdo. Because one alone would not have sufficed. You need the Kenegdo of the Svara. Your thinking is krum. You're wrong. You don't understand. You're caught up. You have a Hislavus. You think you're going to save the world. You're going to think you're going to conquer everything. You think you're going to become rich. You think you become famous. Let's calm down. Let's think it through. It's not so. That's level number one. But that doesn't always work. So level number two, which a woman is very capable of, and grada adaraba, she does what she has to do. And level number three, she's willing to put herself in matzovim and in sakonis. That's the taich of Asa. And that's the taich of Asa connecting. Now, what happened with the wife of Korach? The wife of Korach took the principle of Asa connecting and she crushed it. That's what she really did. That's where the problem begins, not with Korach. The problem begins with the wife of Korach. Why? Because the wife of Korach wanted covet and power. But we are in a society where the women do not appear in public and do not have authority and do not have positions of power. And therefore, she needs to have that power through Kaya. And Mimela, instead of being the Eza Kenegdai, she was the wife of Korach. And she was really Korach. You understand what I'm saying? Except you can't be Korach because you're a woman. And when that happens, instead of being at Korach's side, Korach is now at her side. He is Nebuch the Eza Kenegdai. And that's what happened. And no man is shaykh to the parasha of being Eza Kenegdai because that's not how the Ribbono Shlom created them. When she is inspiring him and filling him with venom and filling him with ideas and filling him with eitzes, she is adaraba, the exact opposite of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intention of mitchila and libesayf. And that's why Korach was the monumental failure that he was. In spite of his incredible tzidkus and godless. So that's what we have over here. And that's what he says.
Now,
And that's what it says, kan tchilas chokhma pirish b'machshava, hu has cholas ha-chokhma hi ha-yira. V'das kedoshim bina, kloima v'das kedoshim hu has cholas shal ha-bina. As it says in the same Pirkei Avos, gimel yudzayin, imein das ein bina, imein bina ein das. Sh'machshava hu ha-das tchila. So the idea of this gra is interestingly enough expressed in the Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah legabi something else. And the reason I brought it down, the Mefarshim also in the Mishnah in the Birah Gra also bring it down, but the reason I brought it down is because, you know, we're on the verge of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The pasuk, we say it in our tefillah, and it comes from this piyut. Zeh hayom tchilas ma'asecha zikaron liyom rishon. Rosh Hashanah in Tishrei, we say on Rosh Hashanah, this is the beginning of your creation. In other words, b'Tishrei nivra ha'olam. Correct? So take a look at the Tosfos. Teima ha'kaimulon k'reb Yeshua k'damrinan b'perekamol l'tkufa k'reb Yeshua. Meaning, in other words, that what was the beginning of the creation? In Nisan. V'aymer Rabbeinu Tam d'kaimulon k'ravino d'parach v'chulu v'chulu. And Vayikaza Yoim, the Yoivel, etc. I'm just going to skip a few lines. So he says like this. Umashiyosat. Mashiyosat Rebeleza Kalia, the Geshem, the Shmini Atzeres, Grebeleza Dama, Betishin Ivra Oilam, Ubishal Pesach Yosat Kareb Yeshua. He says that the same Python, Rebeleza Akalia, the great Rebeleza Akalia, he wrote Piyutim for all year long. And in one place, Tishrei, he says this is the first day of the creation. And another place, in the Piyut Nisan, he says this is the first day of creation. So in other words, they're noticing a stira in Ishita. Because Mamanavshach, if it's Tishrei, then it should leave out Nisan. If it's Nisan, it should leave out Tishrei. So how do you reconcile the two Piyutim? That's what Tosfos here wants to know. Omer Rabbeinu Tam, the Eilu ve'Eilu, it's very interesting. Divrei Elokim Chayim. For nivra ad nisan. Same Gemara as in Brachos. So what's going on over here? There's a 6 months difference, olav b'machshava and then l'maisa. So the answer is, but it says nivra ha'olam. So how does he reconcile by saying, says, Zeh hayom tchilas ma'asecha, asiyah is asiyah. So the answer is, the machshav is also an asiyah, as a number of svarim point out. The pshat is like this. You have to create the world means there's a plan. When the architect drew the plans for this building was being built. And I'll tell you something, in a certain sense, the building was more built by the architect than by the contractor. Because the contractor is simply taking what's on the paper and matching it to a reality which is inevitable with the Eitzim V'Avonim at his disposal. But the architect is the one who in his plan, in his vision, in his insight, in his comprehension, takes a plot of 50 by 100 where there are dozens of houses like that all over around in this neighborhood, especially corner houses. And as big as the houses are, they're nothing compared to this place. How could that be? This is mamish like the Amma that's Eina Min Aminya. How could such a place be in a lot that's 50 by 100? So the Teretz is, you squeeze the most that you can. For that you need a visionary. Because you can't just squeeze. Are you building a house? You squeeze one way. You're building a warehouse? You squeeze another way. You're building a Makam Kaddish? You have to squeeze a third way. All of this creation, from top to bottom, with the windows, with the Aron Kodesh, with the floor, with the tables, with the chairs, with the Sfarim, this is all in the mind's eye of the Creator who is making the plan and drawing the design and gets approved by the buildings department. The rest is basically gravy and a few million dollars. Which, so now, that's the point of the Vilna Gaon, and that's the point of Tosfos. Tosfos says, that's an asiyah. The Ribbono Shel Olam, when the plan was made, created the world. And then in the Amira, there's a lag. Now, why there's a lag, Tosfos does not explain. Why should there be a lag? For us, we understand. Why does it take a year, 2 years for the place to be built? The answer is because by the time you're finished with the paperwork, by the time you're finished with the government, and by the time you finish collecting the money, and by the time you finish getting together all the different necessary craftsmen and artisans and the different mikzayis that you need, because the foundation is one thing and the sheetrock is something else, and everybody has his time and his agenda, and it's always a delay. No, I understand it could take a few years. But if you're born, what's the difference about Shava or Maisa? Bachshava could be 5 seconds before, so to speak. It's not even a matter of time. And the Maisa could be 5 seconds later. But that Tosfos does not explain. But that both of them have an Asiya concept, that is not hard even for Anachnu HaKtanim to comprehend. So that's what the Goyin says. The Goyin says that when you speak about Chochma, Yira, Yira, Chochma, it sounds like a loop. So which comes first? Says the goal is Yira. The way, the method is Chochma. The goal is one person, and the method is to create two. Very fascinating. You have a concept of two that are one, one that are two, and that together, the Eizer Kenegdai, is the incredible gift called Loi Toivei Oisa Adam Levadai, Esa Leizer Kenegdai, Vayiven Es Hatzeiro. And that is the backdrop, the example that he gives is really the backdrop of this idea of the value of a wife. And it's a Mishle Gra that a lot of people could use at a Sheva Brachas Torah. Because it really hits the nail exactly on the head, and it defines what the whole inyan is of Ishtei Kegufay and Baal Ki Ishtei.